This is a special report on the University of Idaho Murders podcast, Four Killed for What?
I'm Tony Brisky. Thanks for joining us. Back-to-back breaking news today, as we are learning now that the judge in the Brian Koberger case has put a stricter gag order in place that now includes attorneys for any interested party in the case, including attorneys representing victims' families. If you're saying to yourself, I wonder what that gag order actually says, you're in luck. We're about to read it right now. It says there's a balance between protecting the right to a fair trial for all parties involved in the right to free expression as afforded under the United States and Idaho Constitution. To preserve the right to a fair trial, some curtailment of the dissemination of information in this case is necessary and authorized under the law. Therefore, based upon the stipulation of the parties and with good cause, it is hereby ordered. Number one, the attorneys for any interested party in this case, including the prosecuting attorney, defense attorney, and any attorney representing a witness, victim, or victim's family, as well as the parties to the above entitled action, including but not limited to investigators, law enforcement personnel, and agents for the prosecuting attorney or defense attorney, are prohibited from making extrajudicial statements, written or oral, concerning the case, except without additional comment, a quotation from a reference to the official public record of the case. Number two, the order specifically prohibits any statement which a reasonable person disseminated by means of public communication that relates to the following: A, evidence regarding the occurrences or transactions involved in the case. B, the character, credibility, reputation, or criminal record of a party, victim, or witness, or the identity of a witness, or the expected testimony of a party, victim, or witness. C, the performance or results of any examination or test, or the refusal or failure of a person to submit to an examination or test. Any opinion as to the merits of the case or the claims or defense of a party. E, any information a lawyer knows or reasonably should know is likely to be inadmissible as evidence in a trial, and that would, if disclosed, create a substantial risk of prejudicing an impartial trial. F, any information reasonably likely to interfere with a fair trial in the case afforded under the United States and Idaho Constitution, such as the existence of contents of any confession, admission, or statement given by the defendant, the possibility of a plea of guilt, or any opinion as to the defendant's guilt or innocence. It is further ordered that no individual covered by this order shall avoid its prescriptions by actions directly or indirectly, but deliberately, that result in violating this order. It is further ordered that this order and all other provisions herein shall remain in full force and effect throughout the entirety of this case, unless otherwise ordered by this court. Lots of information coming out of the last handful of days. My guess, it's very concerning to the courts and maintaining a fair trial, as Brian Koberger is, under the law, considered innocent until proven guilty. That's the latest that we have for you in this special report. I'm Tony Brusky. Thanks for listening.
This is a special report on the University of Idaho Murders podcast, Four Killed for What?